When I came here from Oxford, where I had spent some tight years working quite hard because I got there after the war and I'd left school at the age of 15 and I had a lot of work to do. So I worked very hard, kept my nose to the grindstone, really, and was really rather a boring person, except I did manage to direct Webster's White Devil in College Hall, in Keble College in Oxford, which was my first really bold attempt to try to bring the study of theatre to the study of theatre literature. Because my thesis, my Belitt thesis, was on the plays of John Webster, considered in the light of contemporary stage conditions. And I sort of tweaked that title so that it meant contemporary with him and contemporary with me and with all of us. And it was just a wonderful fluke that Allardyce, looking for three young blokes who would do the donkey work here, asked the people he knew through Shakespeare Survey which of their young chaps, students, followers, they would recommend. And Peter Alexander recommended Ernst Honigmann to our mutual pleasure and benefit. And F.P. Wilson, who was my supervisor, mercifully, wonderfully recommended me. And it was like holidays starting at once. Reg talks about tough times then. For me, it was bonanza, but marvellous, wonderful, incredible. Here I was, with a microfilm library where I could read anything I wanted, and I was editing The Merchant of Venice, and I read every book that had been published, or looked at every book, to be honest, looked at every book that had been published in 3 years up until the date when we supposed The Merchant of Venice was first performed. And I also wanted to see plays. And there was this institution just a few hundred yards away where I could see plays well done and massacred. and I could enjoy the difference between A and B. I give no names, no pack drill, but some of them delighted me, some of them really worried me. And it set me off on a great adventure, which I feel I've never, ever managed to cope with, because the job of bringing scholarship to bear on practical theatre making in this country is still open for somebody to do. And it needs to be done. You can't do it by telling directors or actors what to do because you don't know what to do. But you can open what is, I think, called these days a conversation between practical theatre people and people who bury their heads in books and try to work out what the books are asking to happen. And that's been my life ever since. While I was here, I was able to also lecture in Birmingham, and I started directing plays with students there. And I don't know how it is, but when you start to do things, you find it's absolutely the right time, because the students I was working with included Terry Hands and Jeffrey Hutchings and Paul Harmon, whom I must remember, because he does sterling work with Young People's Theatre, chiefly in the north of England. And it really was the most extraordinary time. It seemed as though my slightest wish, and I had lots of big wishes, leave alone slightest ones, could be fulfilled. I mean, it was like entering Wonderland. And I still really haven't woken from that dream world, which I pretended to be, not in charge of, but pretending to be able to use for the betterment of mankind, or whatever it is one spends one's life doing. So that's me and Shakespeare Institute and Stratford and universities, and above all, actors.